Penguin Random House Audio presents Martyr, a novel by Kaveh Akbar. Read for you by Aryan Moyet.
For the Martyrs Who Live. My God, I just remembered that we die. Clarice Lispector. Cyrus Shams, Katie University, 2015. Maybe it was that Cyrus had done the wrong drugs in the right order, or the right drugs in the wrong order, but when God finally spoke back to him after 27 years of silence, what Cyrus wanted more than anything else was a do-over, clarification. Lying on his mattress that smelled like piss and Febreze, in his bedroom that smelled like piss and Febreze, Cyrus stared up at the room's single light bulb, willing it to blink again, willing God to confirm that the bulb's flicker had been a divine action and not just the old apartment's trashy wiring. Flash it on and off, Cyrus had been thinking, not for the first time in his life. Just a little wink and I'll sell all my shit and buy a camel and I'll start over. All his shit at the moment amounted to a pile of soiled laundry and a stack of books borrowed from various libraries and never returned. Poetry and biographies, To the Lighthouse, My Uncle Napoleon. Never mind all that, though. Cyrus meant it. Why should the Prophet Muhammad get a whole visit from an archangel? Why should Saul get to see the literal light of heaven on the road to Damascus? Of course, it would be easy to establish bedrock faith after such clear-cut revelation. How is it fair to celebrate those guys for faith that wasn't faith at all, that was just obedience to what they plainly observed to be true? And what sense did it make to punish the rest of humanity who had never been privy to such explicit revelation? To make everyone else lurch from crisis to crisis, desperately alone. But then it happened for Cyrus too, right there in that ratty Indiana bedroom. He asked God to reveal himself, herself, themself, itself, whatever. He asked with all the earnestness at his disposal, which was troves. If every relationship was a series of advances and retreats, Cyrus was almost never the retreater, sharing everything important about himself at a word, a smile, with a shrug as if to say, those are just facts. Why should I be ashamed? He'd lain there on the bare mattress on the hardwood floor, letting his cigarette ash on his bare stomach like some sulky prince, thinking, turn the lights on and off, Lord, and I'll buy a donkey, I promise. I'll buy a camel and ride him to Medina, to Gethsemane, wherever. Just flash the lights and I'll figure it out, I promise. He was thinking this, and then something happened. The light bulb flickered. Or maybe it got brighter, like a camera's flash going off across the street. Just a fraction of a second like that. And then it was back to normal. Just a regular yellow bulb. Cyrus tried to recount the drugs he'd done that day. The standard bouquet of booze, weed, cigarettes, Klonopin, Adderall, Neurontin, variously throughout the day. He had a couple of Percocets left, but he'd been saving them for later that evening. None of what he'd taken was exotic, nothing that would make him out-and-out hallucinate. He felt pretty sober, in fact, relative to his baseline. He wondered if it had maybe been the sheer weight of his wanting or his watching that strained his eyes till they saw what they'd wanted to see. He wondered if maybe that was how God worked now in the new world, tired of interventionist pyrotechnics like burning bushes and locust plagues. Maybe God now worked through the tired eyes of drunk Iranians in the American Midwest, through CVS handles of bourbon and little pink pills with G31 written on their side. Cyrus took a pull from the giant plastic Old Crow bottle. The whiskey did for him what a bedside table did for normal people. It was always at the head of his mattress, holding what was essential to him in place. It lifted him daily from the same sleep it eventually set him into. Lying there, reflecting on the possible miracle he just experienced, Cyrus asked God to do it again. Confirmation, like typing your password in twice to a web browser.